Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone out there in the cyber universe. I am Latay Davis, and I am here with you today on a beautiful Sunday, and we are talking about breakups in business. But before I start with that, I wanted to share with you just some great things that are going on as far as my company, and I also want to share with you something that's really awesome that's going on with a mentor of mine's company. She's doing something really great. I actually am going to host a Stiletto Media Masterclass starting in July, and I am actually putting social back in branding and media. And you may say, what does that mean? Well, for one, as we're branding ourselves, I think a lot of times we're still forgetting about the customer, and we're forgetting about what they want versus what we want to give them, because they're not going to buy if you're not giving them what they want versus what we want them to have. And even in social media, you say, okay, well, how are you putting social back in the social media? Well, very simply, we are forgetting about the customer when we are sharing information on social media. We think if we just continue to push and push and push all of this information at them, that they're going to eventually just, you know, surrender and, you know, just say, okay. But to be honest with you, there's a very important way of engaging, communicating, and creating this family-like environment on social media. You want people to know that they count. So in July, I will be starting this Stiletto Media Masterclass. And if you're interested in that, because I'm currently working on my website, I can't wait to see how awesome it's going to look in the end. But if you're interested in the masterclass, it's going to be $69, and that is going to come with a free copy of my updated book, The 7 Sins of Social Media, Change Your Approach to Increase Engagement. I've done that ebook one time, but I'm actually now upgrading it and doing some changes to it, as well as adding in some more good, juicy information for you. So once you register for that class, you'll get that free book along with it, which you can't beat, right? So it's going to be a really, really great master session with me to help you really link your brand with social media so that you are consistent and your voice is heard in all of these different areas and lanes that we navigate as we're really pushing our business. So, again, if you're interested in that, then just email me at info@stilettosinthecityllc.com. Or you can find me on www.lataydavis@instapage.com. I have that as my temporary landing page as we get the website back up and running. So I'm really excited. So don't forget, the Stiletto Media Masterclass, it starts in July. I can't wait to have you join me. But today we are talking about breakups in business. And I know I mentioned I was going to share something with you about my mentor, and I will share that at the end because she's doing something really great, and I hope she doesn't mind me sharing that at the end so that she can really finish out this month with a bang. But today we're talking about breakups in business. And what happened was I actually had created some blog posts from some notes. So if you're an entrepreneur or, you know, and you're trying to figure out new content or you're trying to, you know, figure out how, you know, you can share more information with your followers and create new followers by sharing really great content, what I was doing was I was actually going through a lot of my old paperwork, and I was like, whoa, okay, this is really good. And I said, okay, well, you know what, these were topics that I had written down just really generically, not knowing what I wanted to do with them. And so I created them as blog posts, and now I'm taking those blog posts, and they're now the topics of my show. So really easy, right? And I can take this blog post and break it down if I wanted to. But the blog post is on my WordPress blog, and my WordPress blog is LL Davis, sic.wordpress.com. So if you want to read any of my other blog posts, you can definitely do that. And I will even add that link into the description for the show today, so you can go in there and read more blog posts I've written. But this one was about breakups in business, the lost files. And I think it's something that we really don't talk much about, because, you know, a lot of times you ideally think that business is going to be great. You know, you and someone else talk about doing something together, and a lot of times it happens where it is awesome and you guys really do make some great things happen. Then there's times, though, where maybe what you intended to do is not actually what's being done, and you kind of feel like it's better for you to go your separate ways. And you just, what do you do? What do you do at that point? And so the best thing to do is to move on from that. But I think that a lot of times we don't know how to do that effectively, where there's not any animosity or bad feelings during that process. The first thing is, how do you know when it's time for you to move on? How do you know that? And usually when you're in business with someone else, or you're talking about doing a project together, or talking about creating this whole external business venture together that kind of combines your skills and their skills and all of their resources with your resources to create this other entity that you know will be hopefully profitable and you know, will impact people's lives and will bring in a great ROI, then, you know, you're idealistic about that. But I think that when there's certain things that happen that let you know when it's time to move on. The first one is, if you provide ideas, suggestions, input for business ventures, and but you don't kind of get the same in return. And what do I mean by that? I mean that, let's say you're always the one that's giving out all the ideas and the brain, you're the one doing the brainstorming, basically. You know, you're figuring out the marketing strategy. You're the one who's figuring out the growth strategy. You're the one who's figuring out, you know, how to really increase the client list. You know, you're the one doing all of that work. And if you know anything about strategies, whether it's with marketing, social media, branding, pricing, you know, even in all of those, you know that it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of thought process, but maybe your partner or partners are not doing that. Now, if that's what you signed up to do, if that's what your lane was and that's what your lane is, then that's your lane. So you probably don't want to move on from that. That's just what you do. But I think that when it's supposed to be a joint effort and it just kind of seems like the other person maybe or other people maybe just kind of like pushing the pen, and you bring those ideas and then they're the ones that say yes or no, then and it's kind of like it's unequal, then you really need to look at that. The other thing is, if you use your platform to promote their brand, but the same is not offered back to you, and I call these people brand snatchers or brand jackers, because, you know, the thing is that this is something that's really hard, I think, for a lot of business people to do, and it's so important, and it's to make sure that anything that you go into it with intent, and that intent needs to be clear in your mind, not clear in their mind, but clear in your mind. What is your intent for doing what it is that you're doing? And so then when you come to the table with that person or those people, then they explain their intent so that then everyone's intent is somewhat similar, okay? And so if you're promoting their brand on your platform, but yet you're not getting that back, that's a problem, because if you're supposed to be in something together, if you're both supporting each other, if you both are kind of brand, you know, blending your brands so that you both can be successful, then if you're only sharing their business and their promotions or their, you know, their words of wisdom or whatever it is that you're sharing with your colleagues, with your social media followers, with your all of your platforms, but that's not being done for you, then it's really one-sided. And I think that for me, the intent of doing any kind of partnership is so that there's an increased visibility of what we all do to get to this common goal, to the common end goal. And so there definitely needs to be that. And those are the people I call brand jackers, because what all they're doing is they're allowing you to put their brand in front of your people so that they can hopefully pull your people over to them, but then they're not doing the same for you. And that's not cool. So I just want to ask you, do you have any brand jackers out there that you're dealing with? And if you do, then maybe you guys need to come back to the table and clearly identify the intent and the processes for you to make whatever it is that you're doing together a success for everyone. That's you, that's those, you know, the people that you're working with, as far and as well the target market that you're servicing. So make sure you pay attention to that. The other is if communication is stifled and strained, and that's never good. Nothing is successful when it feels like you're choking or you can't breathe when you're working and dealing with someone. You really need to be able to communicate openly and honestly. And I think that sometimes that a lot of times that doesn't happen. I think that, you know, we don't want to offend, we don't want to hurt, we don't want to potentially lose that connection. But in business, to really take it to a level of diversified success and to really affect and you know, really touch as many people as we need to, you have to be honest. Right? I mean, you want to be able to work with people who will give you honest feedback as well as you can give them honest feedback and have that good communication. So if everything is strained and you kind of don't feel like you guys can communicate, then that may mean that there's just some other things as far as, like I was speaking before, about intent. And just how you handle business or how you communicate, which may be a little bit different from them, it seems like there's just some of the basics that you guys need to sit down and talk about so that all of that can be cleared up. Sometimes, too, we can have somebody working with us that is not as business-focused as we are. And so what happens is, let's just say, for example, I have an assistant or a person who works with me. They may not even be my assistant. They could be a partner with me. And so I say, hey, we're going to partner with, I don't know, let's just say Johnson & Johnson. I'm just throwing something out there. And the representative for Johnson & Johnson, her, you know, we've talked. Me and that individual that's a representative for the company, we've talked and we've had a great relationship. But then I go ahead and I say, okay, well, my business partner is going to handle this part. And maybe the business partner is handling the campaign part, the email campaign or the marketing campaign for whatever the venture is. And maybe they're not, my partner and the representative, the communication is different. And so what happens then is, potentially, the communication between myself and that representative starts to become stifled. You see what I'm saying? So it's really important that we feel that, but to go ahead and address it, because it could be miscommunication, misunderstanding. The other thing is one of the things to provide feedback, so that they can feel a part of the process. Because if they don't feel like they're a part of the process, then that's going to be a problem too. So you want them to feel like they're a part of your process and that their input counts to the whole, you know, the whole project or whatever it is that you're trying to do. So those were really my breakups in business. Those kind of just sat heavily on me, and I felt like it was important to share those because we all are great at what we do. We all have great ideas, input, and you know, we're all goal-driven, vision-driven, and we want to be successful. But the key in that is making sure that we're creating effective teams and creating effective projects where everyone feels like they're an important part of whatever is expected to be achieved. One of the things that I'm working on is the master class with visionaries, which is a great opportunity for entrepreneurs who are successful at what it is that they're doing to share their knowledge and expertise with a group of women and men, and really take them from a place of, you know, just kind of questioning and trying to figure out, you know, whether they should be doing what they're doing. Are they doing it the right way? Are they going about things in the most time-effective way? And the Masterclass with Visionaries is going to be a series of calls where you will need your paper and pencil out to make notes. This class is not like any other class. And what's going to happen is these visionaries are going to provide you with the key information, the key processes that you will need to make sure that you're operating in an effective manner. Because, you know, one thing that I don't like and I do not believe in is I don't believe in people wasting time, people kind of and watching people kind of run around in this rat race of trying to figure out what's the best way, what should I be doing. No, you know what I mean? It's about going ahead and sharing knowledge with individuals so that they can really be successful in their businesses. And so the Masterclass with Visionaries is exactly that. We have a lot of calls where there's affirmation and there's encouragement. Well, actually now we're going to class. I'm taking you into the classroom in your bedroom or in your living room or in your kitchen, wherever you are. We're going into the classroom so that you can really get the knowledge and tips you need so that you can execute time you get off of the call, time you hang up that phone. You've got about three or four things. You know how to go onto WordPress and create your blog. You know exactly why you should title your radio show on Blog Talk Radio a certain way. You know whether it makes financial sense for you to participate in an event, and what is going to be the expected outcome. One of the things that I think is really a huge problem, and I even struggled with this at one point, was the intent behind the action. And you've heard me say this before, you know, earlier in this show, is about intent. Always operating in a place of intent. And when I say that, I'm not meaning that it always has to be a financial return on investment, but the return on investment needs to make sense for you to participate in it. So when you're operating in a place of intent, then you know exactly what it is that you expect to get out of whatever it is that you're doing. Sometimes I think we're made to feel bad about that. You know, people want to tell you that, oh, you should just be doing this out of the goodness of your heart, or why are they looking to be paid, or, oh my gosh, why is this and that? This is your platform. This is your business. And so it's about you setting up in the very beginning the foundations for your business, why you're doing what you're doing, what you plan to get out of it, and how long do you plan to be in business. You do not want to be one of those businesses that fails in the first year because you listened to everybody else and didn't operate in your own calling, or failed in the first 2 years because you didn't have your processes down pat. And so all of a sudden, now the revenue that you were generating in your business, you've mishandled it, you treated it like profit when it really wasn't profit, because you had to still use that revenue to then go back and invest back in your business, whether that was with inventory, whether that was in salaries, whether that was hiring an assistant when you finally started seeing some really good revenue come in, whether that's with you investing in your own self and saying, look, I'm going to go ahead and hire a coach, a business coach, an effective business coach, whether it was just you going to the bookstore and buying books that you know you're going to read and are not going to collect dust on your shelf that you can utilize to help you to refine your strategies. So I've said a lot of important words today on this show. I get so excited because I've spoken about intent. What is your intent? I've spoken about strategies. And they're not other people's strategies. They're your strategies. Spoken about return on investment. And that's not always going to be financial. And I want that to be like the main things that you think about, because when you think about those things, and what happens is you come full circle when it comes to breakups in business, because then you really eliminate those things happening, hopefully, because your processes are so trump tight, because your strategies are so clear, and because your intent is so personal and so laser focused that you'll already know when you are approached by someone, or when you are you know, kind of getting in the process with someone else of doing something with them, that you're going to already know what questions to ask. You're already going to know the red flags that won't work with you. You know, everybody's different. So you'll know if maybe the way they handle business is not the same way you handle business, so you don't really get into that business project with them. So you understand what I'm saying? It's like when you know all of those basic things about yourself and your business, then hopefully the breakups in business won't occur. So I really hope that, you know, this gives you some kind of food for thought. A lot of times we're thinking, one of the things that someone told me, I want to say it was about a year and a half ago, was that I'm a great cheerleader, and I may have shared this on a call before, on a call that I hosted before, or on a show I hosted before, but I'm a great cheerleader for everyone else except for myself. And I don't want you guys to get stuck in that. I don't want you to get stuck in being a cheerleader for everyone else except for yourself. And you'll know if you're a cheerleader for everyone else except for yourself when, if you're on social media and you're liking everybody else's stuff, and yet you're not posting nothing hardly for yourself. So you may post some affirmations, you may post some girl, you know, girl, I can do it, or man, just stay, you know, just tomorrow's another day to try it again. But you're not posting any information really that sharing with your followers, supporters, or potential followers about what it is that you do. And you get in the pocket and you stay clear on what it is that you need to do. I mean, this was a pep talk I gave to myself as well. And so as you see, we're kind of transitioning a little bit with Stilettos in the City and starting Stiletto Media, which is really going to be really just sassy and cute. It's just going to really be an awesome process, as well as we're going to be doing Soldiers in Stiletto Media, which is going to be geared directly towards veterans and what they are doing as far as entrepreneurs out there in you know, in the business atmosphere. And so that's going to be exciting. And then Global Girls is a veteran focused project for female veterans who are in need of help in starting their business. They may even still be at the stage of where they are not sure about whether they should start a business, what that business should entail, et cetera. And so they really want to know, you know, they need the help to figure that out. And then Global Girls also is really a multi-disciplinary foundation where there are different experts in different areas to really help those female veterans, my battle buddies, in different areas, whether it's health and fitness, financials, and those kinds of lanes. So Global Girls is going to be really, really cool. We're going to launch that as well, and that will actually launch in October, which will be the same time that we will be doing Bonding Over Breakfast for Breast Cancer Awareness. And I've already got one major supporter on deck for the breakfast. And if you're interested in Bonding Over Breakfast for Breast Cancer Awareness, you can email me as well as at info@stilettosinthecityllc.com. It's just a great time for people to get together, show their support for breast cancer survivors, those who are, you know, have lost someone to breast cancer, as well as to show our support for breast cancer research and really getting awareness out there. And so it's just really important that you have intent. in whatever it is that you're doing. I hope I kind of, in those last few minutes, have kind of shared with you my intent and where we're headed and what we're doing. And definitely the platform and the intent for Stilettos in the City is to support veterans, especially female veterans. And then other, you know, you don't have to be a veteran for me to come and help you kind of figure out what it is and where you are. But definitely the target market for us is our female veterans. So I'm really excited to be able to help my battle buddies as they navigate the waters of civilian lifestyle and they're now out of the military. And, you know, so coming back to breakups in business, it's really difficult to really be effective in your business when you don't really know who you are and what you do and why you do it. And so once you get those basics down, then I know it will minimalize any kind of conflicts or issues, and hopefully you won't have any breakups in business. But if you do, just remember those signs that maybe it's time for you to move on. And hopefully you can move on amicably. Now, I wanted to share with you really quickly what my mentor is doing. She's actually in a contest that is hosted by Shopify, and her name is Tierra Destiny Reed. She has been an awesome mentor to me for years and still is awesome. She actually is in Jamaica, pausing right now, but this upcoming week is the last week, and if you go to her website, www.tierradestinyreed.com, then you will see information about the contest. She has some gorgeous T-shirts, shine bright T-shirts in different colors, and anything that you purchase is actually going to count towards the contest. So basically what she's doing is she's in the contest hosted by Shopify, and she hopefully gets to win a master mentoring session with one of the great masters. I think they even meet them all, but some of those business leaders are Damon John, Marie Forleo, Seth Godin, the amazing Richard Branson, and I think two other entrepreneurs. And, you know, so this is a great contest for her. Anything that you purchase out of the shop, I think anything that's purchased out of the shop, it is identified in her shop. You purchase that, and the proceeds will go towards the contest. And then it also goes to help her help single moms and kids. And that is what this is all about for her. It's about empowering and showing encouragement and love to single moms and their children. And so it's a great way for you to get some awesome products from her, because everything she provides is just great. And then also you still are helping her in the contest, as well as you're also helping a single mother and her children. So again, go to that website. It's www.tierradestinyreed.com. Go to the shop, and if you're not sure of what to purchase, just purchase one of those Shine Brights Unapologetically tees. They are awesome. I will definitely be sharing my picture. And if you want to know even more about, you know, the process and just how everything's been going, then you can definitely use the hashtag #HelpingTDRServeMore. #HelpingTDRServeMore. And let's go ahead and let's do a big, big push for her for this last week. We want to increase sales. We really want her to reach her goal. And then it's not only helping her reach her goal to work with one of those great, successful entrepreneurs, but it's also helping her to reach her goal to give back to her community and to give back to other women. And that's really what she's all about. And so I really applaud her. And again, just go to her website, www.tierradestinyreed.com. So I also want you to remember to kind of check out my landing page, which is www.lateydavis@instapage.com. That's my landing page for right now, as I'm sitting and waiting for my website to be upgraded and launched again. My regular website is www.stilettosinthecityllc.com, but you can find me on Facebook as well under Stilettos in the City PR Firm and Branding. I'm on LinkedIn under Latay Davis. I'm also on Google Plus as Latay Davis, and you can find me on Instagram as a Global Brand Strategist. So I want to just wish you guys an amazing week. For the rest of the week, I will be hosting a special show on tomorrow for Memorial Day to honor all of our fallen soldiers and our heroes who are doing so much, who have given so much more, have given the actions the ultimate, paid the ultimate price for our freedom, which is, you know, we definitely have to salute them. So my show will be tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. and it will honor our fallen soldiers. I will talk to you then, and then after that, my next show is next Sunday. God bless, and you guys have a fantastic Memorial Day weekend, and make sure that you are safe.